Blog Talk Radio.
And it's Ken Kratzer for Sons of the American Legion Radio. And this is the Army Football Bowl Selection Show. We just learned that Army will play in the Armed Forces Bowl against San Diego State, a very good team, 10-2, owns wins over Arizona State and Stanford, a team from the Mountain West Conference. Now, we're going to try to plug into the conference call, which is coming from Fort Worth, where the bowl game is held.
Brent, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
This is Troy Phillips. How are you today?
Good, Troy. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit, what do you think about the time capsule you guys have collected over 15 years, the players, the games, the memories, just kind of your thoughts of where it started and where it's come to?
Well, as you know, we originally started as the Fort Worth Bowl and first 3 years, and then we converted over to the Armed Forces Bowl in 2006. And just the change has been really a godsend for us. The fans have really embraced it. Our local community has gotten behind it. We have a large Armed Forces community in the area, and they turn out for the game. You know, we've been fortunate in 9 of the last 11 years to have an academy play in our game. So that's boded well for us, too, and everything that we're trying to do, and giving the proper thanks to the men and women that serve our country. Every year we've added new elements to the game, around the game, let's say, that make it special. You know, because the game is special in itself, and we always try to put the best product on the field. But the word Armed Forces in our title of the bowl game, we want to make sure that those words have meaning. So everything that we do around the game is dedicated to, like I said, the men and women that have served our country.
Right. Thank you. Any other questions for Frank?
Ken,
can you talk a little bit about some memorable games on the field, memorable moments that, you know, some of the teams, you've had some great teams and great performances. A lot of guys have gone to the NFL. Just, you know, maybe touch on that a little bit.
Yeah. You know, going back to our very first game, you know, being TCU Boise State, that was kind of a lightning in the bottle, two top 20 teams in our game that year. So we thought that was special to get the bowl off and going. And then one of our best Armed Forces game out the gate was Cal versus Air Force. I just remember that day being 61 degrees and just a phenomenal game on the field with great plays going on from both sides. Future guys going into the NFL, you know, the back and forth games between Houston and Air Force as well, in back to back years, and then in 2010 when we had Army, I mean that was Army hadn't been to a bowl game in quite some time, and to come in and play in hostile territory, just playing SMU at SMU, and you know, the highlight of that game I just remember was the defensive back picking up that ball and running it for a score. And then afterwards, just how happy the Army team was and, you know, to take that trophy home. And, you know, there's been a lot of great games, and we really feel like we have another matchup built to have another one.
Thank you.
Brant, Ken Kratzer.
Brant? Otherwise, we will see if Army West Point Athletic Director Boo Corrigan is on the line.
I'm here, Joe.
You're here? All right, great. Well, congratulations, first of all, and obviously it's a little different setup for you. You've known for a while where you've been headed, and you just talk about the excitement your program has there on the Hudson River and coming down to Fort Worth.
Well, we're awful excited to be in the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, and Brant was here. In October when we were able to get a win against Temple in a very exciting game, and I know our whole team was all fired up in the locker room when we were able to accept the bid, and Coach Plunkett accepted the bid on behalf of the United States Military Academy, and you know, our fans are excited, our team's excited, but more than anything else, we're thrilled with the job that Coach Plunkett has done as our coach here in his 4 years, and what he's been able to do and the culture he's been able to create within the team and the brotherhood and the young men that represent Army West Point, and couldn't be more proud of them and, you know, how they handle their business as well as what we've been able to accomplish on the field. And, you know, we're excited to be back there, first time since 2010 that we'll be back in the bowl game, and are just excited about where we are and look forward to playing a really tough San Diego State team, and are excited about being there.
Great. Thank you very much. Any questions? We'll open it up to the media for Army West Point AD Boo Corrigan. Please just identify your name and affiliation when you ask the question, please. Another one here for you, Boo, from the office. Can you just talk about what this team has accomplished just over the last 2 years, the remarkable turnaround? I know you've touched on it a little bit, but just the pride in the program, especially over the last 2 years.
Well, I think what Coach Munkin's done with his staff and bring it in here, we knew what we hired when we hired Jeff, and it was going to be a smart, tough, disciplined coach, and that's what we stand for as an academy, and we really thought it was the right fit when he came in, and, you know, it took a little bit to get to where we are right now, but you could see it on the first day when he was interacting with the team, and I think what this is really a manifestation of the job he's done, who he is, and what he represents, and the ability, and Brant, you were there in the locker room after that Temple game. I mean, they're staring straight through his head when he talks, and, you know, everyone's locked in on him, who we are, what we are, and the principles that we hold dear to ourselves as a team, and again, just couldn't be more proud of what he's been able to do in teaching the young men in this program not only how to play football, but how to carry that forward into our Army.
Thank you. Any other questions for the athletic director from Army? Thank you for your time, sir, and we'll go ahead and get to Coach Munkin. If you are there, Coach.
I'm all set.
Great. Thanks for taking the time tonight. I know you're busy, and obviously your opening thoughts on getting to come to Fort Worth and play in the Armed Forces Bowl.
Well, we're tremendously excited about the opportunity to play in the postseason. I know our players were thrilled when we got to that needed sixth win, and it was just a really exciting day for us, and just a chance to kind of celebrate the opportunity to do that, and obviously then move on to the next step of the season.
Very good. And you didn't know obviously who your opponent was until, you know, very recently. Any early thoughts on what you know about San Diego State?
I have so much respect for Coach Long and the job that he's done there, and they're a team that obviously had themselves in the top 25 and had some big wins this year, Pac-12 victories over some outstanding teams, other top 25 teams. Really, really impressive. They're a very talented football team. You got the nation's leading rusher. Their defense is fast, athletic, physical, and they play an option team every year. So it's going to be a very tough matchup for us to play a team that it's going to be somewhat familiar, though we haven't played each other, somewhat familiar with us, and a limited time to get prepared. We obviously have the big Army-Navy game this weekend, which we're pouring everything into, and likely we're probably going to get five practices leading into the bowl game, and that'll be it. But we're going to have to make the most of the preparation that we do have for a great San Diego State team.
Sounds good. We'll go ahead and open it up to the media for questions for Coach Munkin. If anybody has a question, just identify yourself.
Hi, Coach. My name is John Henry. I'm with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. How are you this evening?
I'm well, thank you. Yourself?
Good, thank you. Just your thoughts on Penny. You know, if he played anywhere else, he'd probably be a Heisman finalist. How much have you seen of him? And you know, like you mentioned, you have very, very little time to prepare for him or in the team in general. How do you attack such a player like him?
He should be a Heisman finalist anyway, no matter where he plays. That he's proven that he's one of the best backs in the nation, if not the best one. And he is just an outstanding player. We saw a little bit of him when we were preparing for Air Force. Obviously, haven't had any other common opponents where we've had a chance to really, really watch him, which is probably a good thing. I'll lose enough sleep next week when we get prepared for him. I don't want to be losing any right now on account of him.
Thank you. Any other questions for Coach Munkin?
Hey, Coach. It's Sal and Tim Niles from the record. How are you?
Hey, Sal.
Hey, I know that, you know, we talked about one of your team goals to be to finish in the top 25 and to play a team. Talk about playing a team the caliber of, like, San Diego State in that final game of the season. Who's been ranked in the top 25 this year? I mean, 100% a formidable opponent, right?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of people around the country that are breathing a sigh of relief because they didn't draw San Diego State in the bowl game. They're a really good team. And they can beat anybody in the country. They've got good enough athletes, and they're well enough coached team to do that. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us, but it's an opportunity for us too to square off against what I think is one of the best teams in the country.
Thank you, Coach.
Another question or two for Coach.
Coach Troy Phillips on ForcesBowl.com. How are you today?
Well, thank you.
When you guys are on offensively, can anybody stop your running game? And I don't mean to sound overly simplistic, but, I mean, just flat out, can anybody stop that?
Yes, everybody can. And that's the scary thing. Is we're not so talented and so big and so fast that we've got this unstoppable machine of an offense. We're not even close. We're just a bunch of guys that play really hard. We try to play tough and physical, and you know, there's a lot of people and a lot of games. Oftentimes, every game, there's times where the other team does a really good job of defending us and playing off blocks and keeping us from moving the football. You know, we've had to punt some this year. It's not like we scored every time we've had it, and sometimes had to punt more often than we wanted to. So San Diego State, as I mentioned, they're a team that plays an option team every year in Air Force right there in their league. So they're going to have a plan for how to defend it. They've got the athletes to do it, and they've got a great coaching staff. So it'll be a slugfest for us every time we snap the ball on offense, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Any final question before we let them head out for their team function?
Hey, Coach, this is Brent Winkler. Just want to say thanks again for taking the time. I know you're busy preparing for Navy, as you should be, and really just wanted to wish you the best of luck this weekend. Go get that Commander-in-Chief trophy and bring it back to Army.
Thank you. We sure hope to do that. We really appreciate the opportunity that the Armed Forces Bowl is given to our team and extending the offer to come join you folks here in late December. We're really looking forward to it. You know, it's a great bowl game. Fort Worth is a terrific city, and we're excited to get down there and join you here after this game's done.
Fantastic. We look forward to having you. Go
Thank
on.
You. Thanks. Beat Navy.
Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate it, and best of luck this weekend. All right, we can now turn our attention to San Diego State. Do we have Athletic Director John David Wicker on the line?
Yes, you do.
All right, great. This is Drew Harris with the Armed Forces Bowl, and just wanted to see if we could get an opening statement from you, and then we'll open it up to the media, but just your excitement and thoughts about finding your destination out today.
Obviously, we're very excited to play in the postseason, and especially to get some to Fort Worth and play in the Lockheed Martin Forces Bowl. Obviously, Army is a tradition-rich program that has had a lot of success over time, and excited to see them back in the ball game and excited for the opportunity to play.
Great, and we'll go ahead and open it up if anybody has any questions from the media. John David Wicker from San Diego State, the athletic director. Quickly, if you could maybe talk about your fans and what you maybe have in store as far as what you're lining up in terms of travel or anything like that to try to get them to come out and enjoy Fort Worth.
We're getting together staff this evening to start the planning process, and you know we'll get all the information out to our fans shortly. It's with a little bit of a surprise destination, but a great destination. I got some kids on the team from Texas that'll be excited to play in their home state. Some coaches as well that'll be coming back. We're really excited to give everyone in the state of Texas the first chance to look for Rashad Penny, a phenomenal running back, and the rest of our team has done a great job this season. Definitely some signature wins throughout the year, and our fans will be excited to hopefully come to Texas, and I know Fort Worth is a great place to be during the holidays, and so it should be a great time.
Very good. Any questions for John David?
Ken Kreitzer, Sons of the American Legion Radio. How are you, sir?
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you. Good. I just wanted to ask you, you've had an extraordinary season, 10-2 with wins over Stanford and Air Force and Arizona State. Just tell us about maybe the maturity of your team that led to those victories.
We've got some great leadership on the team. We were really young on the front line, on the offensive line, the defensive backfield. But one of the keys to our success over time has been Rocky Long and the coaching staff. A lot of great continuity there. They've brought great young men in, not only on the field, but in the classroom and just life in general. So they're great kids, and obviously having a Rashad Penny and an experienced quarterback like Christian Chapman really helped on the offensive side. And Rocky is well known for being a great defensive coach, and again, we showed that this year.
And if you could maybe just mention a little bit about your offense. We haven't seen them here on the East Coast that much, but just a little bit about the offense that has led to Rashad Penny gaining over 2,000 yards.
Well, you know, one of the great things is we want to run a traditional personnel offense. You know, Rashad Penny this year, 2,000 yards. Last year, he had 1,000 yards. DJ Humphrey had 2,000 yards last year. I think we're the first program in NCAA history to actually have back-to-back 2,000-yard rushers that were different running backs. So we're gonna grind it out. We're physical. We like to get physical on both the offensive and defensive line and have that type of game. So we're excited for the folks to have a chance to take a look at it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you very much. And go ahead and see, is head coach Rocky Long on with us as well? While we're waiting again, it's the Armed Forces Bowl, 2017 Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. Army is 8-3. San Diego State is 10-2, 6-2 in the Mountain West Conference. Game will be played Saturday, December 23rd at 2:30 p.m. Central Time. It's at Amon G. Carter Stadium on the TCU campus, and that is in Fort Worth, Texas. It's the 15th anniversary of the game. It began in 2003 as the Fort Worth Bowl, and in 2006 became the Armed Forces Bowl. Army will be the home team, and San Diego State the visitor. It is the second time that Army has played in the game. They also played in 2010, and that game was played over at SMU while Amon Carter Stadium was being renovated. And this will be the first appearance for San Diego State in the game.
Hello, this is Coach Long.
Hi, Coach Long. Thanks for joining us. This is Drew Harris with the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, thank you very much. We'll just go ahead and if you could give us an opening statement about your excitement and maybe look inside what, you know, what the team is thinking when you found out your destination today.
Well, I think we've been sitting around for a week wondering where we were going to go, and the speculation was all over the map from the East Coast to the West Coast. And I think that our team, I haven't talked to them since the announcement's been made, but I think our team will be excited about going to Texas. We have 14 players on our team from the state of Texas, and I know they're excited about it, but I think our team's going to be excited because we're playing such a quality team in Army. Our biggest concern was that we got to play a quality team in a bowl game, and I think playing Army meets that expectation and probably more than we want with the kind of year they're having, leading the nation in rushing and the kind of tradition they have and all those sort of things. We're obviously going to watch the Army-Navy game a whole lot closer this weekend than we would have, but I think our team will be really excited about coming.
Great. We'll go ahead and open it up to our media, and you can press #6 to unmute your line, or #6 to unmute if you are muted, and go ahead and just name your affiliation and any questions for Coach Long.
Coach Long, how are you today?
Great, thanks.
Troy Phillips on ForceTheBowl.com. Your 10-win season coincided with the NFL team leaving town this year. What was this successful season like, being what it was with you being the only game in town? It was a noticeable difference with the fan base, excitement. What was all of that like, being there by yourselves?
Well, mostly we got a lot more attention than we normally do. I mean, when we would have press conferences and that before and after games, we had a lot more participation from the local media than in the past. Now, we had a pretty good home schedule, but we had really good crowds throughout the year, and I think some of that has to do with the NFL team leaving. I think that's going to be a couple, 3-4 year process of them realizing the NFL's not here and not coming back, and I think it will improve our program and improve our fan base dramatically.
Yeah, you know, Coach, Ken Kratzer, Sons of the American Legion Radio, based in New York, good to say hello. I remember when San Diego State came in and played at West Point about 5 years ago. Do you have memories of that game which you won?
I have a lot of memories of it. Obviously, the number one deal was we got to play there, and it's such a historic place. We actually took a trip around campus on a bus, and one of the cadets gave us a guided tour, and that was pretty special. We had a little trouble getting there, so we didn't get there till late on the plane. I remember that part. And I remember going in at halftime, and a pipe busted in our locker room that made it very, very hot in there and steamy and all that. Now, we're not saying they did that on purpose by any means, but it made it very difficult for us at halftime to get what we wanted done. And obviously, we got out of there as quick as we could because it was so hot in the locker room. So those are the three biggest memories I have of it. I know the game was highly contested, and they were running a similar offense, but they have a new coaching staff now, and what they've done is amazing. I mean, I just got done watching a little bit of film, and I was hoping to see nothing but wishbone and triple option, and that's not the way it is. They do all kinds of things and run the ball very well.
When you see a quarterback like Ahmad Bradshaw that's having a spectacular year, nearly 1,500 yards rushing, what does that say to your defense? I know you've got a bunch of players with about 60 tackles. You got a lot of depth on your defense.
Well, number one, it says that they're running the right offense for him. I mean, he's a great ball carrier, and they've done a great job as a coaching staff. They've expanded. It's not just option football. There's a lot of running plays in there designed for the quarterback. You'll see quarterback power plays. You'll see quarterback counter plays with either the backs leading him in the hole or the guard and tackles pulling and leading him around the end. So they know what kind of talent they got at quarterback, and they're taking best advantage of it by their scheme. So that means it's great coaching staff that does a lot of smart things.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Hey, Coach, this is Brant Ringler, the executive director of the bowl game. I just want to personally say, you know, thank you for taking your time to be on the call today, and we are really, really looking forward to having you and your team here. I've watched you, Coach, and admired how you've worked over the years, all the way back in the days of the New Mexico You always have your team prepared. Your guys are always class act, and we look forward to having your brand of football here on display in Fort Worth. So thank you very much.
Well, we thank you for inviting us. We appreciate you doing that, and we look forward to having a great time and putting on a great game, too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Coach Long, this is John Henry with the Star Telegram Fort Worth.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You know, you always hear of a handful of guys mentioned as Heisman finalists. Rarely do we hear about Rashad Penny. Is that something that drives him and the team, for that matter?
Well, I think it does, but I don't think Rashad's the kind of guy that doesn't really care. I mean, he would love to have those kind of things happen to him and get that kind of recognition, but it's not a big deal to him. We think he got snubbed for the Doak Walker Award a little bit, and the ones that are most concerned about it are his teammates. He wasn't. He didn't worry about it or think about it, but it bothered his teammates a lot. So now we'll see if there's any hope of him being invited to the Heisman Award ceremony in New York. I guess that happens this week coming up, so we'll find out. But I think he's a driven guy anyway. I think he wants to be good. I think it's nice that he's recognized nationwide, but I don't think it bothers him a bit if he's not.
Can you talk about what makes him so special?
Well, I think what makes him so special is what he's, in our opinion, is because he's such a good guy and he's a team guy first. You know, it's hard to find a guy that has star caliber like he the season he's had. And they stay team guys number one. I think that's what's really special. Now, if you want to talk about the physical attributes, he's big and he's strong and he can break a tackle, he can make you miss, and he can outrun you. You know, like all good running backs, he's got good vision. But in our opinion, the most amazing thing about him is how humble he is and how much of a team guy he is.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll let you get back to more pressing matters, and best of luck, and we look forward to you traveling to Fort Worth and meeting you here in 2 weeks.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
See ya.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Coach.
We appreciate it. And if you need anything, Drew Harris, 254-716-8573 or drew@firstpitchyard.com. Thank you for joining us.